Well, hi, everybody. Today is Wednesday, and the day today is the 25th of July. Month's getting close to the end here, and the year is 2018. So let's clear the date here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It doesn't feel too bad. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, it still feels heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, there we go. That's cleared. And let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen to bring peace energy to you. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And if you have a situation going on, and you want to have that cleared, we'll get you off of the first timeline that connected with you when you had your situation or knew about it. So here we go, releasing that timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I am very much ready. And welcome, everybody, and welcome, Ron, to the Creation Light Wednesday Night Show. We already have some emails rolling in, so that's really cool. And if anybody else wants to write in, you're welcome to. Our email address is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Otherwise, you can use the fast chat, which is anonymous. And we have a special call coming up on Saturday, so I want to just see if there's any other questions about that. I'll be answering questions about that that are already in the inbox. And what it entails is going to be eyes and ears density clearing. So I know I'm very much looking forward to that, Ron. It's going to be at Saturday, July 28th. That's this Saturday coming up, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 3 o'clock Central time. And that's obviously in America. So if you're anywhere else in the world, you know how to adjust your time, I'm sure. And looking forward to this. Yeah, so is there anything else that you want to say about it, Ron?
Yeah, the call will be 2 hours probably for sure. It could go to three, you know, you never know, but or 2.5 hours. So, you know, it'd be 2 hours probably plus. And we do water charging for the call. What I was just looking at is the call that we have on Monday, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, which is a sensory clearing. So if for some reason you haven't done like a fear clearing or some other clearing, because you need to have your emotional and your mental. And so if you, and fear. Fear is a big one. But what I'll do is I'll give you the whole lifetime clearing for half price if you haven't done the fear clearing yet. Now, if you happen to have done it because we talked about it, and you didn't have the discount on it because you didn't have a full price clearing or one for $100, then I'll let you take another clearing, whole lifetime clearing for half price. So that's the half price special in case you want to do that before the call on Monday. So I'm just trying to help people out because, you might be short and go, oh, man, I wish I had the fear, and I just don't have that much money. So I would do that for half price for you. So I guess back to you, Michelle. You might be on mute. I don't know.
I was. You're right. So you're saying we can get the half price fear clearing to be in preparation for the call on Monday. But if we already have that one, we can do a different one?
Yeah, you can do another one to take advantage of the half price special. And you may want to do another one, maybe like trauma or something. You know, that's if it's in your budget, okay? If it's not in your budget, then I'll give you your next whole lifetime clearing for half price. Just let me know. You don't want an email that it's the special for the sensory clearing. So, back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, that is fantastic. Thank you, Ron. So, a half-price healing, preferably the fear one or trauma. And then, of course, there's the prerequisite of emotional and mental that many people have done that are interested in doing the sensory clearing. So if there's any other questions, yeah, please write in. And the healing, okay, no, this is different because what Ron was just speaking about was the clearing on Monday evening. But the one on Saturday is only $20. And yes, he will be doing water charging as well. So anything else that you wanted to say about either of those? And then I'll answer more questions as they come in.
No, I think that's it. And if you're listening and you go, wow, I want to get the sensory, but I don't have my emotional, then I would do, mental, then, you know, you could also use that, for half price for the mental. At least that way you have it. So I just need people to have those clearings, in order to do that. So back to you.
Okay. Wow, that is so generous. Thank you, Ron. That's absolutely fantastic. We did have somebody write in. I'm going to try and find that email. And their question was, a payment plan. They just want to get the sensory clearing for four persons, but they can't pay for four people right now. They could possibly pay for two. Is it possible to do a payment plan? And would you even suggest doing that clearing for other people if they have not done their emotional and mental clearings yet?
Okay, the first thing, if they haven't had their emotional and mental, no, it won't work. So you got to have that, number one, under your belt. And preferably, the other clearing, which would be the fear clearing. So if they haven't had that, no. It's not going to benefit them because the energy coming for me to release from whoever it would be, not having any clearings, it's just too difficult, and I need to stay focused and to work with people who, already have those clearings, because you need to get full benefit of it by having those clearings. And so now if they have had those two clearings, then, yeah, you could work out something maybe within a month or two. You could say you're going to give me, let's just say, $50 a week or something, or $50 every other week for 2 months. That, that would work. But, try to keep it within a two-month frame there. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I do recall one healing, and you have said it before, where you were on the call and you could tell that somebody hadn't done their emotional whole life healing that had wanted to do the, like, a special call. And
I guess it's actually hard on me. It's not that it's impossible, but I can feel the energy. It's very sluggish. And it's like, carrying dead weight with, and it's not working. And then also, if you haven't had those two clearings, you're probably going to have a lot of hitchhikers coming into you of dark energy wanting to steal light, and that's not acceptable. So you need to at least get rid of your emotional energy and, your mental, so the healings will work for you. And, you could be bringing in tons of entities because they think they can steal light from you, and that's going to harm you because you're going to be having this load of stuff coming into you, these alien energies, and you don't want that. So that's why I have the prerequisites for those two, for that clearing or other clearings too. You got to have those in order to participate. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I know your comment was that it felt like you were trying to trudge through water or something. It was just very intense. So okay, well, that's good to know. So let me find another question. Oh, it's interesting. We still have a couple emails in here with room requests. So we'll leave those in there, and I know that Anne's aware of them, and she'll probably do that on Saturday night, or Kathy, who's ever doing Saturday night. So they will get those room requests in for you on Saturday. Okay. For the sensory clearing, the Saturday or Sunday, someone's requesting if there's possible dates, I think new dates. I'm not really sure. I believe that the dates that have already been chosen for the next month are up on the website, so you can check out what those are. And any of these calls can also be done absentee if you can't make those actual dates.
And you can always... Mondays for sure, and you know, I'll know more, you know, to see if people might want to do something on Thursday, but I don't know if I get enough people, I might be able to do something, but, you know, it's going to be late at night, and I don't know if people are able to, you know, because you're looking at, you know, 6:30, probably 7 o'clock, 7:30, probably be 7:30 Pacific time, and that's 10:30 Eastern, you know, if I were to do something on Thursday. And that could be, you know, it could be, you know, a two-hour call or so, so you're after midnight. So that's could be a problem, you know, for some people. I don't know. But Thursday could be a possibility. Give me an email maybe by Tuesday or something. If you already sent one, send another one. But send it after Monday and put down Thursday sensory clearing, because it would start at 7:30 Pacific. If I get a half a dozen people or something, you know, or, you know, I could probably do something, but I don't know if, you know, I think most people are trying to get on Monday because the time is, you know, a much better time for most people. So back to you.
Okay, great. Now, Ron, I know another good one that people may want to consider if they're getting another healing. I'm trying to find the price on it, but it has to do with planet stars removal, because I know that people, you know, often need that one anyway, and it also helps.
That one, I think, is $25 and $50 unlimited, I believe. It's on the bottom of the website on the left side, I think. It'll say maybe planet star vortex, I believe, unless they got relocated, but that's where I thought it was, on the bottom left.
Okay. Here, you know. I have it pulled up. It says $100 per person,
okay,
and that's a flat price. That's not, like, per your age. And then $50
okay
for unlimited. And if you are considering getting that one, you know, now would be a great time to do it, especially if you're considering being on the call on Monday for sensory clearing, but also because, and I just kind of glanced over this, I didn't really read the article, but there's something happening on Friday as far as a moon. You could have this clearing and clear those energies off of you. That would be nice. Yeah. Okay. So if anyone's interested in that, it's called the planet star cording removal. And it's a pretty intensive one. It clears off moons, vortexes, planets, stars. You can put in, I think, a custom thing that you want removed, but all those different things, they kind of, you know, can play with you, so it's good to get those energies off. Okay.
I wonder what clearing I was thinking of for $25. I know we got something for $25.
The nano clear is
that what
one
it was.
Yeah, the nano one.
The nano one, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, and that I mean, that's a great one, too. It is slightly different in what it does, but it's a good one. And then also, we always mention in that nano clear is the auric field protection. So that's a really good one to have.
Great, yeah. I have a question for people if they were on the call tonight, and I did just some energy work with pain. You know, it could be pain in your body now or you know, past pain. I'm wondering how that felt to do those releases, if that helped anybody. Or if you have pain right now, because I can do another type of clearing. But I'd like to see if anybody would like to comment on the conference call that we just had. So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, I did something that I had a pain, and I did feel a really nice energy, and I'm still having the light beings work on it because you left us on the light ship for a couple hours. So that's, you know, going to be very helpful. And how I'm doing that is I just wrote myself a note. Well, I wrote the light beings a note asking, you know, for this particular thing to be worked on.
Okay, well, what I'll do right now is, if you're on the call earlier, this may still work, but the people on the call, we did a bunch of clearings. And I don't know if it would work for people listening if they weren't on the conference call, okay? So, here we go. What I'm going to do is put some, we're taking away entities from the pain. And so what I'm going to do now for the people on the call is take away the pain energy. So I'm going to shut down the pain body, turn that off where your pain is now, and then I'm going to put in space holders. Remember, the pain that you're radiating out of your body is attracting entities and maybe alien critters that want to steal your energy too. Remember, it doesn't matter, you know, what type of energy it is, positive or negative, emotional trauma, or you're happy or sad or pain, you know, you're still emitting energy, and all the energy that you're emitting has a little fragment of light with it. And so you're emitting light with pain. So I'm going to shut down your pain body where that location is. So it's up to you to connect to that. And this will only work for people who are on the conference call earlier today, because this is the protocol that we went through initially to get rid of entities for that pain. So it's still fresh. So here we go. Releasing the energy of the pain body, shutting it down where the pain is. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now it's turned off in that location only. And now I'm going to put space holders in, so that the aliens, the emotional bodies of people that are dead, cannot attach to you, because they attach to your cells, your cellular memory. So with space holders in there, you should have a lot of relief. And this can stay on for a couple of days here to allow your body to do some healing. In fact, today is Wednesday, so we'll have it work till midnight on Friday for you. Here we go. Space holders coming to that location. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll count to 100 to make sure it's nice and filled up. And your cellular memory is being turned off also at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. There we go. We'll see if anybody would like to comment. It could be a possibility, too, that maybe this is the date of an anniversary, we'll say, of a previous pain in your body, and it got activated on this day. It may not be in the same location, but there's still pain energy with you. So let me clear that away in case it's an anniversary date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. This could be through your whole life, you know, on the same day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay, here we go. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay, well, it has been brought to my attention that the new dates for the next month coming up are actually not on the website yet, so but they will be updated soon. And a lot of people also get an email about it, so if you're not getting the email about it, although it may not have been sent out yet, there is a way to sign up for emails on the website. So if you look on the website, you can get on the email list. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, the planet star. Okay. They're wondering, oh, we answered this earlier, what the prerequisites are for the Master 4 in 1, which is also known as the Century Clearing, and those prerequisites are emotional and mental. And then earlier in the show, in case you're joining us late, Ron did give us a special offer that in order to have the emotional and mental, and then if we also wanted to get another clearing, namely fear, we could get that for half price in order to get us prepared for the century clearing. And if you already have fear, you can get another one at half price. So that would be a whole lifetime healing. And that would be half of your age. Okay, so let's just see. We're getting a couple emails in here. So, oh, yeah. And they also mentioned that, yes, we talked about this before, that the nano clearing is $25, which is a great price. For that particular clearing. Okay. Someone's wondering if we could do special clearings on this call besides water. Oh, I believe they're talking about the conference calls on Wednesday. And actually, Ron, you did kind of do some, you did all that, what you did with the pain and entity, you did, you always do a special healing before you do the water. So I'm not sure if the listener has been on those calls before, but Wednesday nights are our water plus special healings. And it was at your request tonight. So,
yeah, what you have is about 25 minutes on the light ship to do a physical healing on yourself. You typically, you know, do one healing. And then you go to the different rooms and you request healing. And then we do water charging you know, for maybe 35 minutes, which is the 7 containers of water. So Wednesday is the night for you to, you know, suggest what you'd like to have for personal healing on the light ship. So back to you.
All right, great. So people are wondering, as far as the century clearing, now this person actually did it before. They're saying, I've already done it, so maybe they want to do it again. And if you do want to do it again, for you, it's not $100, it's $50. And they're wondering what occurred the first time and what were the results from that clearing, and then what may occur if they do the call again.
Yeah, I don't know. Just going deeper.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, what occurred the first time, as far as I can remember, I know you do a major soul disconnection. You also connect the listener with their particular home energy. You also connect the listener to their twin flame energy so they can feel what that's like. And you kind of never confuse that.
Yeah, that's the 4-in-1 clearing, yeah.
Yeah. And then you disconnect from planet stars and vortexes.
Yeah, so if you want to do the 4-in-1, we'll just say we're talking 2 weeks on down the road here. Then if you were on the century call, that qualifies you. And then if you do other clearings too, that's beneficial for you. And then from there, you know, you want to do the Thanos Star Vortex clearing. And whatever you can do in addition, it would be beneficial. But the sensory is needed. And then from there, you know, I can schedule maybe 4-in-1 clearing for you. So we'll have to see how that works out. So back to you.
You know what, Ron? I'm wondering if I'm the one who's confused. Is the sensory different than the 4-in-1 clearing?
Yes, it is. Completely different, yeah.
Okay, so what does
The sensory takes a couple hours. And I go back to the time that you first incarnated here for this last stint, of the time that you were here, and going back to your first forced reincarnation for all these lifetimes that you have had here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it actually looks like a couple other people have tried to reiterate whether or not the sensory clearing is the 4-in-1 clearing.
Yeah, no, it's a completely different clearing, yeah. You have to have that in order to do the 4-in-1.
Okay. So the 4-in-1...
That's part of the protocol.
Yeah. And the 4-in-1 is what I mentioned with the twin flame and the original planet and the soul family, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Ah, very cool. Yes, I vaguely remember this. I did these a couple of years ago. Okay. Well, that's great. So this other person writes, I have also completed the 4-in-1 a couple of years ago. I believe Ron also completed the sensory clearing. Oh, they feel that you did the sensory clearing during the Master 4-in-1. I'm not sure.
No. No, not at all. Nope.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ron, do you still recommend clearing shackles from the lifetime healings?
Yeah, I'll be doing a shackle clearing at some point. Probably shackle and pins, you know. Sometimes I'll do it on the Sunday calls. But, yeah, it is recommended.
Okay, yeah, the reason that this person wrote that is because on July 17th, 2016, it was an archive they were listening to, and they heard you recommend that if they have, like, say, the emotional whole life clearing, that they also put shackles after their name. And for us to do this with all the whole life clearings that we have, they feel that this was a really excellent show, especially for new people. So that's July 17th, 2016. And you're also mentioning that.
Yeah, what that does is, I'm sorry if I interrupted there.
Well,
that does take shackles off of the emotional body, okay? It doesn't take it off your physical body, but it will take it off of the emotional body if you put the word shackle after your emotional body. But you have to have your whole lifetime done first, and then you pay for the unlimited emotional, and then you can put it after your name as shackles, and it can take shackles off of your emotional body and maybe other invisible energetic bodies also. Remember, when somebody does a whammy on you, they're working with these invisible energetic bodies. So you could have some practitioner, you know, in some foreign country putting shackles on your emotional body and maybe your mental body and pain body and fear body because they want you to have problems. Remember, that's how they connect to you. They don't normally come to your physical body and do something to it. It's normally done to the energetic bodies. Not that they can't come to the physical, but normally it's the energetic bodies that get attacked. And that leaks into your physical body. So, yeah, they could put shackles on your emotional body. Remember, the emotional body looks like you. So does your fear body and your pain body. Everything else looks just like you. And they can attach something to that to cause you harm. And that's how the dark side practitioners work. Well, back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that is amazing. And you suggest that for any type of healing that we may have. So if we have other whole lifetime healings, we would do right shackles after our name?
Yeah, as long as you have the unlimited.
Okay.
You might have, let's say that, we'll just talk about a different body. Let's just say your trauma body, okay? So your trauma body looks like you, and you purchase the unlimited version of that after you did your whole lifetime. So you bought the whole lifetime first, did that, and now you pay $50 additional to do the unlimited version. And so now we'll say you're having trauma, and you're finding that maybe the trauma is causing you to have a stomach ache, okay? Or maybe it's so bad you have diarrhea, okay? So what you can do then is go into your trauma body and know that maybe some dark side practitioner could have done this to you because you kind of had the inkling that something's going on with somebody outside of yourself, sending you bad energy. So then you can put down a trauma body, stomach, maybe intestines, sometimes digestive system, and then put down shackles. Maybe they attach a shackle to shrink your intestines to cause pain in you, and that body's suffering. And the end result is maybe you have diarrhea, you know, which would be, you know, bad. That's, you know, really, you know, when you really get stressed out. And so at that point, do that clearing for shackles on that trauma body. And you put your, you know, you have your, you do the clearing, put your name in. After your name, you'd put down, you know, a digestive system, and then put down release of shackles. So that will work with every whole lifetime clearing. So I'm very happy the person mentioned that, you know, gave us the email on that. But you have to have that whole lifetime clearing done. And it's hard to say, like I said, you know, when somebody pays somebody to do a whammy on you, they're working with those energetic bodies. They may not know that they're working with those bodies, but they are sending energy to you, and it connects to those bodies or a body. So hopefully that's helpful. And that's the way it works. And it may get rid of a situation that you've been dealing with that you really, you know, have no clue of what's happening, but you have a problem, and this could maybe solve it for you. So, back to you.
Wow, you know what? You said it. I am very happy as well that somebody wrote this in, because I believe I listened to that show, and I vaguely remember it, but I don't think I quite got all that, and I don't think I quite did all that with all my different healings, because I just didn't know that it was so important, I guess. So thank you, listener, for writing that in and clarifying that. The original show, again, was July 17th, 2016, and again, we talked about it today. So almost exactly a couple years later. That's pretty cool. All right, so good information about writing shackles after your name. Okay, this, I believe, was about tonight.
And the location, the body location, okay? You need to put that in. So, you know, if you get headaches, might be your neck, might be your head, you know. You could, if you wanted to, you know, put different body locations and do that clearing too. And you'd want to run it through your whole lifetime. So when you go into the unlimited, you would put it in for your current age that you have. And run that. So you could run it on your neck. Let's just say that you have a hip problem or a leg problem. We'll just say leg. Okay, your leg is hurting or it doesn't feel right. Maybe you have tight muscles or something, you know. So right away you could go into a clearing. I don't know which one you would use. If you have pain in your leg, then you go to the pain body and then have your name there. Put down maybe hip. Maybe then that you only want to do one thing at a time, okay? So, you know, you could have a sciatic nerve problem, and that could be caused by a shackle. So you'd say sciatic nerve and then shackle and run that for your whole life. And then try it again maybe for maybe muscle achy muscle fatigue or something, and then put down a shackle. Maybe you have maybe a joint that's out, maybe your knee's a little bit out of whack, you know, not working properly, so that would probably cause you pain. And look at, you know, if you do, first do the obvious, you know, if you have pain, then work with the pain body. And then after you do the clearings, then reevaluate yourself, and maybe it's something else that you need to work on. What other energetic body could be at fault, you know, causing your condition? And then also, after you do a bunch of these, even if you've done a bunch of clearings anyway, you want to do that magnetic twisted body clearing. It takes a while to do, but that resets everything and puts everything back into alignment. So, and it's like having a brand new clearing from what you have done in the past. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, very good. All right. Ron, somebody wrote tonight, thank you for the pain healing and removal of alien critters. I had severe pain in my right ankle up to my knee, and it's gone 100%. I am doing really well now, so thank you very much for this healing.
Cool. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Now, the next one says, could Ron please do a sample of unknown critter in the stomach intestine area? Thanks. Been working on this all day, but still having an issue.
Okay, here we go. So, you know, see what people have in their stomachs that shouldn't be there. Here we go. And it, okay, so I guess my question is it stomach or is it intestines? Because a lot of people use the word stomach and they mean intestines. Okay, so I need to have them, you know, send me another email saying what it exactly is, just to make sure it is your stomach.
Well, no, it does actually say stomach / intestine.
Okay. So here we go. Okay. Everybody, going to pull off some alien critters that are there. About to tend to release ones that you have them. Some could be, some listeners may not even have this situation going on, but the ones that do, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, they're gone. They sort of look like worms, snakes, something like that, you know. Anyway, we'll just see if that helps you. So,
okay.
Back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. That's a great one. Thank you, listener, for writing that in. Somebody is wondering, is the Earth tilted?
No, it's not. It's good right now. There was a lot of battles last night, you know, in the evening, yesterday. Pacific time, probably, I don't know, I'll just say maybe 7, 8 o'clock. A lot of thunder and lightning here. There's tons of battles. A lot of, like a flash flood in a sense. I don't know what you would, it wasn't a flood, but the water came down like tons of water out of nowhere. And lasted for maybe 15 minutes or so, then it kind of stopped. This is after having, you know, 102 degree weather, you know. So quite interesting. So we'll see if anybody else out there had similar things yesterday. And this is the alien battles. What I can say is that it appeared under Yellowstone, the aliens were kind of maybe getting restless. wanting to leave, so they wanted to negotiate something. And so I got I think it was 27 documents, we'll say, from them wanting us to agree to maybe their safety and everything else. And maybe in 28 of them, but one of them was kind of iffy, and then I turned that one down, and so they didn't like it. So after that, after them trying to do some pleas of trying to leave here, like, we're sorry that we killed and ate a bunch of people, but you should realize that that's just the way we are, and you know, we regret it, but we do have to eat, something like that, you know. So anyway, all their things were rejected. And then they were still, I told them that, you know, I'm done taking their stuff. Office was closed, basically. And they started doing some stuff, and then all of a sudden, that's when the battle started. So they must have tried to leave or come out or do something. And if you are on the time-traveling soldiers, instantly you were put on full alert, and you may have been used last night in the battle, because it was like going on like instantly. So hopefully everything is good with you. If you are, you know, enlisted, they probably gave you the choice to put on your astronaut suit and stuff to go out to get them. Yeah, it was. Everything was on full alert yesterday. And it was partly on full alert the day before, too. There was still stuff happening the day before. Then that's when they wanted to come through and negotiate a truce or a peace or something. You know, no way, Jose. So anyway, back to you, Michelle. Do you have any thunder and lightning where you were the last day or two?
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I wasn't going to say anything, but there is a massive storm outside right now. But I like storms, so I think it's kind of cool. But it's tons of lightning.
Yeah, they're battling.
Yep.
Everything is still active. I can't say how long it's going to be. Projections, which I would say 5 days could be the time frame. By what the intel, you know, is what I'm getting this moment, but it could be much less than that. But they're prepared to do 5 days of battle right now. They got all the fortifications, food, and everything else with each particular soldier to last them for 5 days, and then they will get switched out after 5 days, and you know, get replenished if it's longer. But that's where they are. So what day is today? Today is Wednesday. So that, what does that bring us to? Sunday then, I guess?
Yeah.
Thereabouts, Sunday. So Sunday might be over. So anyway, these are the ones that are stuck here on the planet that have no way of leaving. And they're the ones that are hiding out, who probably have done all these dirty deeds to humanity for the thousands of years that they've been here, and tens of thousands of years. And I won't say it's like Custer's last stand, but, you know, they're probably being hunted down as we speak. So back to you. Yeah. And that probably even includes Antarctica. So I think everything, and in Brazil, more than likely, too. And actually, Yellowstone is where the conference was, underground there, and the underground stuff there, the alien bases. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, it is always interesting.
Yeah, we may start to hear about what I'm talking about now. There's probably some note takers, and they'll probably embellish it and talk about the Federation doing something in a week or so as they start to conjure up more information that they can create. whenever I say something, I don't normally talk too much, and all of a sudden people make paragraphs out of what I talk about. So anyway, that's what's happening, everybody. So if you have storms happening and you see lightning going across the sky from left to right, right to left, that's the battles going on. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. And one of our listeners has written in saying that the last 3 days in Florida, it's been lightning, and the person has been up all night. They are in the Viking Glen.
Yeah.
And massive downpours.
Yeah, they're on it.
Huh. Oh, this is interesting. This one says, a lot of mess going on in Europe. Greece, fires out of nowhere. Romania, earthquakes. A few days in some areas for a while. It's a mess. Keep an eye on other countries. Wow.
Yeah. I would say that I don't like earthquakes at all, but that's what the aliens are probably doing. And if they're causing that problem, then the bases will be taken out. So the battles are typically the soldiers hunting them down after they did their dirty deeds, okay? The soldiers will not go in and cause harm to step on the surface here, okay? But I need to make sure that you understand that, you know, just because sometimes you hear of an earthquake and you wonder if a base was taken out and that caused the rumbling on the surface. Normally that's not the case. They use light and they just terminate everything. So it's really sophisticated where the aliens will want to blow stuff up to cause harm on the surface where they can get more energy for them to do their battles. Remember, they don't have any energy. The aliens here lost their energy flow. So they have to create something on the surface to suck energy off of people because the Earth is quarantined. Nothing can come in, nothing can leave. So they cannot pull upon, you know, their energy from where they came from. That's why they're so panicked. So, back to you.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's going to be tough, but I have all, you know, belief that that we will be victorious and eradicate. So, okay. Someone is asking, during monthly intensive, do you still do alien parasitic life form quarantine and cleaning out, even if you don't mention it? Is that still happening?
Yeah, that's still happening. Yeah, sometimes I'll push the call to something else, like maybe doing shackles or doing pins or something else on the Sunday call. But, yeah, that still is going on, even though I don't talk about it. And that's only on the Sunday calls.
Okay, great. Okay, and then someone's wondering, on the Wednesday conference call, do we only go to rooms that you announce, or can we pick our own rooms like the Saturday calls?
Yeah, you pick your own rooms. I only suggest a few of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would be like the, kind of like the Saturday night, you know, on the light ship, we maybe talk about maybe half a dozen to maybe a dozen different rooms. There's much more than that. But, yeah, if you know of a room that you want to go into, you know, you can do that. And there will be three light beings that will show up for what you're requesting. So let's just say that you're requesting pigs. So sure enough, there'll be three pigs that show up to do healing on you. If you want sunflowers, there'll be three sunflowers. If you want beavers, there'll be three beavers. If you want dolphins, there'll be three dolphins, you know, and on and on and on. The only thing that's not in threes is the crystal geode and the hot tub room. So back to you.
Okay, so we got a special note here. It says that Yellowstone has been closed because of smoke from fissures. Wow.
Yeah, that's... And you have to remember that that could be from the underground of what we're destroying. And it could also be the aliens doing a projection of a timeline with smoke to scare people, okay? But there are battles going on there, and the smoke could be the aftermath of that.
Okay, and then also another person wrote in saying there is a total lunar eclipse bringing havoc. I believe it's at its height on Friday, but when these things happen, I believe it takes a couple days to gear up and then to let go of it. So Friday will be the height of it. This is why soldiers are involved, and Mercury is also in retrograde. So if you haven't got that planet star courting release, it's a great time to get it, like we said earlier. So,
yeah, get those energies in. Yeah. Very good, Michelle. So, I think it's about that time. So, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. You just say this out loud. So, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate all of this, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times out loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, enjoy your peace energy that you have now. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank all you listeners. Bye, everyone.